Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keane, conservative mama with me today. And our next guest this hour, Allison, make sure I say this right. Is it Schickel, Allison?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Perfect. All right. So 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer and during their lifetime. And I've known individuals myself along these lines. You have a product that helps in this particular area. Explain.
I do. I started my company, Brobe International, back in 2012 after a friend of mine was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. Mm. The Brobe is actually our signature product. It's called the Recovery Brobe. It's a bra-robe combination.
Okay.
And what makes the product so unique is there's pockets lined inside of the robe to hold what's called JP drains. And if people are not familiar mm-hmm. with what JP drains are, it's a long tube that's protruding through your skin that releases fluid from your body so your body doesn't swell.
Right.
And in women's case, whenever they have a single or double mastectomy, chances are, I mean, they're going to have drains, whether
right.
it be one drain or
right.
8 drains.
Correct.
And so this accommodates the drains. The bra that comes with the robe, you can attach it inside at the shoulders or you can detach it, but it fastens in the front with Velcro. Which is important because after you've had breast surgery, you don't have any muscle movement and it's hard to snap or zip or button anything. So the Velcro is there and inside the bra, it has pockets inside to hold ice packs or a prosthetic breast if you were to only have one breast removed.
Wow. You know what? Fabulous. This has, number one, what a great idea on your part to do this. Number two, I'm guessing this would be something that as people are listening to this and they've even got a family member that maybe doesn't know about it and they want to give them a nice gift. I'm guessing, and again, you don't want to be sensitive in that. I get all of that, but what a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
Thank
a great
you.
Idea. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
I mean, it
really is. This is just great. How do people buy it? I guess I should ask you that next.
Yeah. So they can go onto our website, thebrobe.com. Not just with the Recovery Brobe. So as I said, we started in 2012 with our signature product, the Recovery Brobe, but then we would have more, we kept hearing from customers saying, we love the Recovery Brobe, but I don't have anything to hold the drains while I'm in the shower. Or do you have a pillow or do you have, they really love the material. So over the years, we've just created just a ton of other, accessories and products that our customers actually were asking for. The Recovery Brobe doesn't just help women who have, breast cancer, but really anybody who has a JP drain. In 2019, there was 17 million people who had surgery that required JP drains. That's men, that's children, that's women. So it can be used for open heart surgery, organ transplants, cosmetic surgery. So it's not in various cancer surgeries as well. So it's not just for women with breast cancer, but a lot of our products can be used, just universal for a lot of different procedures
and
men and women as well.
It makes total sense. I've had, family members that have had, different things along these lines. And I will tell you firsthand that everything you're talking about, for everybody listening, by the way, these are real life problems that Allison, by the way, has solved. And I appreciate that very much because I've watched family members struggle with different things along these lines. I just lost my brother to cancer, last week, Allison. And, I watched even some of the struggles that he had, not in the same way that, you're talking and what your products do. But, there's just, how do I want to say this? There are things going on in those people's lives at that time, and they need whatever they can to be made more comfortable.
Yeah, and it's comforting to people that are struggling with different diseases and stuff, to know that someone's kind of gone before you and knows how to kind of help aid you through the process.
Well, like, and I just said, anything that makes these people feel more comfortable lifts their spirits.
Yeah. I'm just on the site right now. It's pretty cool. There's all sorts of different products you have on here.
Yeah, thank you. You know, that was really kind of the thought behind it. When my friend Wendy was diagnosed, she had, 4 to 6 drains with every surgery. And actually, after her initial mastectomy, she's had 11 surgeries over the course of 11 years. And with every surgery, she had these drains. Mm-hmm. And these drains are really the most painful and most cumbersome part of the recovery. Well, I mean, I guess what most people would say is the most cumbersome part. But, you know, a lot of people would have to tape it to their skin,
right,
which would cause skin irritation, or they would have to pin it to the inside of their shirt or pajamas, which would cause some limited mobility. And the robe really, you know, it conceals it, it hides it, it keeps it secure so nothing's yanking on it, you know, that can pull it out, which is a common thing where people then would have to go back into the doctor and get them put back in. And so, you know, it was just something that when I saw her go through this, you know, it just kind of lit a fire in me to just go see what was available for women out there. And everything that I found was really drab and not feminine and not functional. And so I just wanted to create something like what you said, you know, that just gives people, you know, some dignity during this really very difficult
time. Yes.
And so that was just what prompted it.
Yeah. And I'm seeing on here, it's not just a robe. Like, you also have like a little jogger outfit, which is kind of nice too. If you need to get out and about.
Yeah.
That's great.
It doesn't look like a robe. It looks like kind of like a long jacket.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't, you know, a lot of people wear it out to go to dinner or go shopping or go to their doctor's appointments. We had we really try to listen to what our customers want. And one of the things that they kept saying was, make more products out of the same material that you make the recovery probes. So we made the joggers.
Yeah.
We have blankets. Nice. We just have other things. And then our latest product is for children. It's called the superhero robe. And it's for kids battling cancer and chronic disease.
Awesome.
Wow. All right. So I also see, and explain how this works. You can donate a robe. So if there's somebody out there listening that maybe they've lost someone to cancer, or they want to help somebody that's going through this, and there's lots of folks out there, by the way. Mm-hmm. By the way, everybody listening, these are things where even those that are financially well off, Allison, when these things hit, they can be super expensive and literally change people's lives around. And I'm sure there are people out there that you know, can't even afford one of these, and I'm guessing that's where this donate a robe comes from.
Yeah, you know, the robe is made out of really quality material, which, you know, we hear from people all the time. It's a bra robe combination, but it's $98. And there's still a whole lot of people out there that just simply cannot afford, you know, $100 for a robe. And I get that. It costs a lot of money to make. But with that, we have so many people, especially in the breast cancer community, that, you know, once you've been through it, they just want to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And so, people who have had family members, you know, mothers or sisters or daughters who have passed away, and they want to make a donation and, you know, in their loved one's memory. So we created this donation program. We have on the daily, we have people who contact us saying, I have so many medical bills. I just lost my job. My husband's lost their job, but I'm about to go in for surgery.
Wow.
Especially with COVID, it was a lot.
Yeah.
So last year, I think that we donated over $50,000 worth of product.
Wow. Jeez. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Good job, Allison.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for you.
So
fabulous.
This year, we were like, you know what? We're gonna start this donation program. So we have one for our Brobe kids, which is going exceptionally well. And then we also have the one for the recovery robe, where people can go on and donate money to go towards the robe that we can then give to someone.
That's awesome. All right. Well, how do folks do that? What website do they go to?
The Brobe, that's T H E B R O B E thebrobe.com.
Perfect. So thebrobe.com.
Yeah.
We'll put that up on our website, Facebook page as well, Allison, and we'll do what we can for you guys.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is awesome. Thank you so much for doing this. I know you're really making
y'all.
A difference in a lot of people's lives, and I just want to thank you. That's great.
Perfect.
Thank you so much, Allison. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, Allison. Thank you. What a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And I love it that, like I was saying, someone's kind of gone before you, you know? Like, it's like, oh, just even like just when you're going through different things and someone's, hey, I've already thought of that. That's already been taken care of.
Yep.
That's just
awesome.
Really reassuring when people
are
dealing with different things. Yeah.
Very cool. So we'll get that up on the website, folks. If you want to donate a brobe to somebody or even one of the kids' superhero robes, you can do that as well. Gino's Auto Service is up next, folks. They want to help you with all of your vehicle needs, whatever it is. Talking to Steve today, by the way, it's a joy every time every time his email pops up or text message pops up. He's just one of those guys. I'm just always excited to see what he has to say. He's a great friend and a great guy, and he'd love to help you with all of your vehicle needs. And I mean that sincerely. He really will take care of you. Ginosautoservice.com, Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio, and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa gift card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. And Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when you're ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment, and be sure to check out all their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in today or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, Franktown Firearms in Franktown. And it's about a five-day wait right now to buy a firearm. If you're interested in that, please contact Franktown. And if you're a new gun owner or new to that world and you want to buy a gun and you've never owned one, please get training on it. They'll do that for you at Franktown Firearms. KLZradio.com, 720-770-7777.
Find more guns and ammo at lower prices, only at Franktown Firearms. Everyone says they value long-term relationships with their customers, but the team at Franktown Firearms back up their words with actions by keeping their prices fair and their shelves as full as possible. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, the team at Franktown Firearms has developed a reputation for reliability, which allows them to keep their shelves stocked during nationwide shortages. Because they always have new shipments coming in, they haven't had to hike up prices, so you can find guns and ammo at or below MSRP. You will go back again and again to a shooting range and gun store where you feel respected, and the team at Franktown Firearms shows respect through reasonable prices and a consistent supply of guns and ammo. Fill out their contact form at klzradio.com/franktown for specific pricing. Franktown Firearms, where students become friends.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, and real quick, once again, somebody called in. I want to make sure I say this correctly. The website for our last guest, The Brobe, that's the website, thebrobe.com. So like robe, only replace the R with the B, The Brobe. So bra, robe, combo.
T-H-E-B-R-O-B-E.
You add the B. Sorry, yeah, add the B. Sorry. Yes, add the B in front of robe. Brobe.
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 Gotcha.
Great idea.
It's a great idea.
No,
I really
appreciated them joining us, and what a great idea. So, and you can donate one of those to somebody that has breast cancer or one of the kids that has cancer. And folks, what I meant earlier, and I really do mean, is when cancer comes into a family, yes, in a lot of cases, health insurance helps out immensely, but there are so many other expenses that come into play that even if insurance covers everything, you're talking about usually a family member that has a loss of job, so there's a loss of income on that end of things, depending upon what they've got as far as replacement income, may or may not even happen. There's lots of travel that has to happen back and forth to the hospital and doctor's appointments and so on. The expenses really do start to mount up. There's other special things they have to have. And trust me, I know this firsthand. So anything we can do to help some of those individuals that can't afford it, we should.
Yeah.
So there definitely. You go. All right. I have a question.
Okay.
And it comes from a tweet I saw today that says, Dale's Diner in Waterville, Ohio, closed last week.
Okay.
More customers than any time in its 10-year history, though. The problem? Nobody wants to work. They can't get any applicants for their many job openings. So my question is,
what?
Where are all the workers?
What?
Yeah. And by the way, this is going to be one of the many stories I believe you hear from businesses that can't find help.
Where is...
Charlie said Safeway last night. Prime
where
example.
Where is Dale's Diner? Where is this place?
Waterville, Ohio. Charlie was saying last night that the Safeway near him, the gas station section was closed because there's nobody there to run it. Can't find workers. People.
Is it because we've created it like we're creating like a socialist society? If you just stay home,
we are we'll send paying you a check? People to not do anything, and there's the problem. Yes.
They've gotten so comfortable in this sedentary lifestyle that's been created over the last year.
We're writing checks. We're writing unemployment checks like right and left. It's ridiculous. People, by the way, if you're one of those that's on an unemployment line, get off your butt and go to work.
Yeah.
I mean that sincerely. What are you waiting for? You get no value in life just accepting an unemployment check. So you know what? Give that thing back or give it to somebody that really needs it, which I'm not sure who that would be. But anyways, get off your butt and go to work. You know what? If you got to do a little manual labor, suck it up and do it.
Yeah. Also, this whole thing is creating like crazy depression and mental illness.
That's because people that don't work
do
that.
But people need to work.
You have to work. It's made. Humans, it's intrinsic to us.
Right. Like God designed us to work. Like we're supposed to do it. We're supposed to get out there and make a difference in this world and have an impact. And you're not doing that by sitting on your couch collecting.
And you know, when I add one more thing to that, even for a lot of you that are Christians, and you may or may not like me saying this, work was there before the fall, by the way. Adam was working the garden long before the fall ever happened. So work is not a result of sin.
Yeah.
Work was there prior to that.
Yeah.
So it's not a dirty word either.
No.
So get your butt off the couch and go to work.
Seriously.
Suck it up, folks. I know most of my listeners, that's not the case. You're not in that world.
What are your thoughts, John, on this? The Democrats wanting to add seats to the Supreme Court? What are your thoughts?
I think they will try. Whether they get it accomplished or not, I don't know. This is a lot of theater happening as we speak, and I believe that highly. Will they make it happen? I think they'll try. I think it's a long shot, but they'll try, yes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Of course
that's
they terrifying. Will. Well, the Democrats are terrible people. Sorry.
And I told you I saw this meme today, and I find it so funny. But I do feel like where did I read this? Somebody had it on their Facebook or something. But it says this entire presidency is like being tied to a chair and watching a toddler play with a loaded pistol.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one thing after the other. Executive gun orders. Now we're talking about stacking the Supreme Court. If they do stack the Supreme Court, then they'll cheat to win elections like they did last time around. It'll go to the Supreme Court, and then they have to have the Supreme Court in their favor. What do we do?
Well, I will tell Democrats that are listening to me right now, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. And I said this yesterday, and what I mean by that is, if you guys continue to push like you are, and I'm speaking to all of you that are on the left, including Joe Biden, if you keep pushing like you are, you're going to push a lot of people over the edge, and you're not going to like the outcome. That's all I'm going to say.
No.
You're not, folks.
No.
This is not good, what you're doing. You're not, how should I say this? You're not doing what's best for the country.
No.
Period.
There's no balance of power. At that point, like our country was created to have a balance of power.
That's right. And there isn't anything.
No.
That's right. Brad in Lakewood, you're up, sir.
Yeah, the story I'm about to tell you comes from the state of Texas and is an example of how much damage one state representative can do. Evidently, Brian Slayton introduced a bill, House Bill 2862. That would allow the state of Texas to continue building the wall, which Biden stopped, with Texas funds. Slayton introduced this bill roughly a month ago, and the reason it hasn't been passed is because the chairman of the State Affairs Committee, Chris Patti, who is a Republican, refuses to bring it up for a vote.
Wow.
Chris Patti refuses to answer his phone. Chris Patti refuses to return calls. So that's just an example of where one state representative can do that much damage.
That's a good point.
Has he said why he doesn't want to bring it up? Is he just playing politics here? Is he in bed with the Democrats? I mean, has he given a reason?
Well, he won't answer his phone. He won't return phone calls. I've called 5 or 6 times and left messages. He just refuses to answer the telephone. But I read some of the comments on his Facebook page, and evidently people are upset with him for other sort of reasons as well. Now that we've addressed the problem, and I'm pretty vocal about this on Facebook, and I've been telling people in Texas about this. They were unfamiliar with it, but they said they're going to start calling him too. Outside of that, what else can we do?
Yeah, because we were just talking about this, about how states can just step up and do their own thing. Okay,
they can.
Biden doesn't want to
build.
Biden doesn't want to build the wall. Okay, we're Texas. We'll finish building.
Right.
That
they
makes
could.
Sense.
Yeah, they can.
Arizona
do that.
Should do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is Chris Patty, the chairman of the committee, just won't bring it up for a vote. And I could give you his phone number, or we could post it. But
yeah, let's do it. Give it here. I'll write it down.
It's 512-463-0556. The bill number is House Bill 2862. And Brian Slayton has been, his office is, they'll answer the phone. They're very polite. They're very concerned about this. They're getting phone calls from all over the country. But like I said, there's only so much they can do if the committee chairman won't bring it up for a vote. And the trick is we need a lot of people just don't know about it. I
right.
pay very close attention to this,
yeah.
but I'm pretty vocal about it as well. So I've told other talk show hosts about this as well. So.
And what's the House bill again? What's the
2862?
Yeah, and if you write in, all you have to do is type in Brian Slayton Facebook, and the information will come up. You
okay.
could probably pop it up right now as we speak.
Okay.
Well, I'm putting in the notes, and we'll put that up on our Facebook page and the website later tonight, so it'll all be there as well, Brad. So, yeah, we'll get the word out, definitely.
So that's about the best. That's what one person such as myself, you can only do so much, but you do your part. And if I start telling you about it and I tell other people about it, eventually the word's going to get out.
Yep.
And you wonder why Texas Governor Greg Abbott won't do anything about that.
Yeah.
Well... And, you know, I guess time will tell. I don't know. How many days has it been, Brad?
I believe Slayton introduced it on March 5th. And
So over a month.
Oh, yeah, it's been over a month. They've just gone completely dark on that. Because remember, they're like, Texas, it's going to explode. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be horrible. And no, nothing. If the media is not covering it, that means it's good. We're in good standing. Texas is doing well. Because if numbers were bad, it'd be all over the news right now.
So basically the problem is... You got good representatives trying to do something about it, but they won't do anything about it. But a quick question is, if Kristi Noem and Governor Reynolds and Iowa can refuse to accept these refugees, why can't Greg Abbott do the same thing?
Right.
Yeah, great point.
And because I've talked to numerous people from Texas, and they're very very upset with Greg Abbott, and they're wondering why he won't do anything about that. And Arizona could be doing the same thing. Why aren't they trying to build a wall with private funds?
Right.
So it's when you watch Steve Bannon's War Room, and he actually has the videos down there, and they're interviewing a lot of people, and he actually shows them come across the border. It's kind of somewhat unpleasant to watch that stuff on the internet, but you have to watch it to stay informed.
Yeah, you do. You have to stay engaged, very much so.
So that's about all I have for today.
No, I'll put it up. I appreciate it. I was looking some of that up,
perfect.
Brad.
Thanks,
making
Brad.
Sure I get some links to Ann as well. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate that very much. We'll come right back. Scott Garlis will join us when we come back. Extreme Auto Repair as we look outside. And now the snow has really diminished quite a bit.
Funny. It's
either way,
goes...
still need to make sure your vehicle works well. And don't forget, they sell great tires. Cooper Tires at cost. That's all at Extreme Auto Repair. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
This is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. As your traffic and weather reporter, I need to keep track of the roads and the weather every day. I take responsibility and action in creating a report that you need to know. Join my track team at klzradio.com/accountable.
Get your auto body work and mechanical repairs done at the same place. Most people have one shop for auto body work and another for mechanical repairs and maintenance. But Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop can handle both. Al and Jamie Sturm are constantly looking for new ways to provide better, more convenient service for their customers because they're driven by one simple goal, to help more people. At A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City, they do their best to handle everything in-house so you don't need to be relying on the dealers to get your vehicle back. Bring your vehicle into A Good Shop for auto body work and they'll take care of your struts, brakes, and alignment at the same time. Auto body and mechanical work all under one roof. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, conservative mama. Scott Garlish joining us now from Stansberry Research. Scott, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Certainly. Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, I appreciate you. Talk to us about Wall Street. What's going on? What are they thinking about this infrastructure, or what I call it, the pork belly bill, but you know, I know they call it the stimulus, you know, infrastructure package. Oh, yeah. But what are they thinking?
Yeah, well, they're thinking not so fast.
Okay.
Because
of what I just said, that it really isn't an infrastructure bill?
Well, I don't know if it's that as much as, you know, they passed the coronavirus bill that we saw back in March. You know, a $1.9 trillion bill, which is, I mean, really blows my mind. If you go back to the financial crisis, we were talking about a $780 billion rescue package at the time, which blew everything forward out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible to think in the last year, we have passed three bills that are bigger than that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But so what's going on here, one of the things is there are a couple of things going on that the Democrats would really like to do to get this bill passed, and one of those is a nuclear option in the Senate,
right,
which means they'd like to go to a simple majority.
Right.
Yeah.
And part of it, too, is some of the spending and how you're going to pay for it. And one of the ideas that has been floated out there a bunch, obviously, is tax hikes.
Right.
And you have some moderate Democrats, in particular, Manchin and Sinema from Arizona, I believe, is where she's from.
Yeah.
They're saying not so quick. They're against a nuclear option, mm-hmm. and I think one of the big reasons why Wall Street likes that is, you know, that staves off tax hikes or a lot of other policies that might be anti-corporate in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you saw tax hikes and sort of anti-corporate policies start getting passed on a majority basis, that would hurt the profits and revenues for a lot of companies.
Right. And isn't it, I mean, the big tech, I mean, not the big tech, but the big corporations out there, I think Democrats often think like, oh, they're going to hit the, you know, the CEOs, the VPs, the top execs with this, but it really trickles down and hurts the middle guy in corporations when they, you know, hike up these tax rates on corporations.
Yes, and you know where else it really hurts, and the place that people don't talk about it is it hurts you and me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because back after the financial crisis, all these levies and taxes and other things they did to banks, the banks passed them on to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
right.
ATM fees, all
right.
sorts of other stuff. So, you know, the government thinks, hey, we can just do this. These guys are going to pay it. They pay it, but
it's like I've always said, Scott, corporations don't pay taxes. Their customers do.
Right.
I'm still going to make my money.
Right.
Yeah. That's why Bezos is on board with that. I read a little excerpt from him. He's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead and raise the corporate tax rate, and it will pay for the infrastructure, is what he said. Basically said. It was a statement from Amazon. And I was like, you're not going to pay for a thing.
No, the customers will. We will.
Yes, that's correct. So it's and while it seems great and it's headline great, you know, when you start digging into the details, the little guy winds up being the one that gets hurt.
Yeah.
And so if that happens, that means you and I would have less disposable income to spend on, you know, whatever it is. We're going to spend that on, say, laundry detergent, goods, you know, I'm trying to think, paper towels for the kitchen. We're not going to spend it on going out to restaurants, trips, other things like that. So that hurts just the flow of everything in the economy a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, that would be a bad thing. So Wall Street doesn't want to see that. And when they see the stuff going on with Manchin as being, you know, very resolute and he's being pretty open about it, that he doesn't believe in a nuclear option, they like what they hear there.
Okay.
Well, and he's one of the guys that would be the stop vote, if you would, on all of this, Scott, if he just frankly said no, they don't have the ability to do it without him.
That's correct. And because the margins are so thin,
that's right,
they can't afford to lose anybody.
Right.
All right.
So question I've got for you, Scott, is if they came back with a, you know, let's say the Senate pushed through its own version of the bill that really did have some solid infrastructure in it, not all this crappy pork that they've poured into it, but really fix road, bridges, and do the things that the American public want to see when it comes to infrastructure, do you think then they might get support and pass it? And what would Wall Street think if they did?
Yeah, I think Wall Street's fine with the scaled-down version.
Right.
And they've talked about, I think there's been an idea floated out between $600 and $800 billion is a number that they're talking about. Yes, and I think that's one of the things that they would like. They would not have a problem with that.
Right.
Well, because let's face it, Scott, in the way I would see it as a trader or as Wall Street, I'm not for more debt, but in this particular case, if we're at least going to, this would be like a business borrowing to make its, you know, foundational things it has as a business, whether it be plant, equipment, the building itself, the parking lot, whatever the case may be, they're going to borrow money to put into their own infrastructure to make the business better, thereby raising the value of the overall, you know, the overall business they have. That's essentially what we would be doing as a country. They're probably more comfortable with that if we, in fact, spend it on infrastructure, not a bunch of nonsense.
This is correct. This is definitely correct. Now, look, some of this will go toward non-traditional infrastructure things that we don't think about when somebody says an infrastructure bill. When someone says that, the first thing you're thinking of are, like, tractors, roads, pipes.
Right.
Some of this will be for stuff like semiconductors, things to make people have better access to technology and look just to improve this country from a competitive standpoint with places like China and the infrastructure or the technical infrastructure they have in some of their cities. And I get that.
And by the way, as a conservative, Scott, I'm okay with some of those things. I mean, I know we've got areas in the country where even getting broadband there, it's ridiculous that we can't, by the way. I think it's absolutely, in this day and age, in 2021, to have any place in the United States without good high-speed internet at a reasonable price, by the way, is awful. And another conversation we could have for another day. But yes, that's one of those areas I don't have a problem with modernizing, you know, bridges and roadways and waterways and ports and so on. Those are things that, you know, I'm for because it improves the overall value of the country. But I'm not in for $85 billion to modernize public transit.
Right, no.
Because that doesn't do anything for the country.
Child care facilities are tied into some of this stuff.
Correct.
And it's a lot of Green New Deal packed in there when you start to break this bill down. The thing is, and this is how I simply just tell it to people that listen to me, you buy a house, right? And you need to update it. So you update it. Now it's worth more,
right?
Really?
Right.
So it's investing in our country is a good thing. Right.
But the comparison would be, if done correctly. Let's say you do the right bathroom remodel and you do the right kitchen remodel and all of that's done correctly. But if you just go in and spend all the money for mauve carpet, mauve paint.
And put a bowling alley
in
the basement.
Yeah, and you do a bowling alley. Yeah, no offense, you didn't spend money very well, and it's not improving the value of the house.
Right.
Right?
Yes. It's
correct. Like if you put in a pool.
Yeah.
The pool.
Yeah, pools don't raise the value, by the way.
Right.
Yes.
It's a nice luxury item, but it does not raise the value.
It's a luxury item,
right. Well, you know, I should rephrase that. In Colorado, it won't. Arizona, maybe.
Yeah. Or Florida, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But depends on where you're located.
You guys get what we're saying.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. And that's kind of how I explain it with this whole infrastructure bill.
And there's other things, Scott, that are in this that, again, as a conservative, I'm not against improving the electric grid overall, you know, and some of those sorts of things. Those are true infrastructure items. But, you know, giving $400 billion to caregivers for elderly and disabled, that's not infrastructure.
No. And those are things that are going to have. They would have, even if they went on a reconciliation route, they're going to have a hard time getting a lot of these things passed, simply because of how they would affect the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I think Wall Street really likes about what Manchin and Sinema are doing, too, is, you know, let's keep the process of checks and balances in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that we don't get too aggressive one way or the other.
Exactly.
Yeah. I agree. Go ahead. Yeah,
and I have a quick question for you. I'm hearing a lot of talk about inflation.
It's
there. What are your thoughts right now? Like some are not concerned, some aren't concerned. I don't know what to think. So
I am. Scott's not. No, okay. I don't know, Scott. I shouldn't say that.
John's
go ahead.
Right. No, John is right. He remembers. We talked about this a few weeks back. Look, I think you're going to see a pickup. I think it's going to be temporary. I think it's going to even back out. I think what you're going to see is right now you have people that haven't been able to travel, haven't been able to do things they normally do, that have been spending on goods that they normally wouldn't buy. And so that has inflated demand, that's driven up prices, mm-hmm. that's hurt the supply chain.
Okay.
I think as more of that activity normalizes, more people go out to restaurants and spend, go away on vacations and spend, that's going to pull demand back from some of those other things.
Okay.
Supply chain is going to have a chance to catch up more, and then you will see things level off. There will be an initial spike.
Okay.
But it'll level off. We're also lapping. You have to remember, a year ago at this time, many parts of this economy were shutting down. Economic activity ground mm-hmm. to a halt.
Right.
So demand for a lot of things fell to the floor at first. And you saw basically one of the worst economic outputs quarterly in the second quarter of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was down 32 or 33%. So, you know, it's going to look like things are really taking off versus that when you look at the numbers again this year. But in the third quarter, that same activity picked up 34%. It was one of the greatest economic outputs we've ever seen on a quarterly basis. So I think as you hit that, things are going to look like they're slowing back down. But overall, for the year, we're probably going to have a great year. You know, Wall Street's thinking around 7%. The Fed's recently guided for 6.5% growth. But we're talking about one of the best economic outputs, if these numbers are right. Since like 1986, I think is ballpark.
Well, and I will say that I think all of that could happen, Scott, providing one thing. We just talked about it before you came on air. We've got to quit handing out unemployment checks and give people an incentive to get back to work, because right now we've got businesses, and I consult some of them, that are looking for people. They could grow the business, they could do the things you're talking about, but we got too many people sitting at home on their fat butts taking an unemployment check, not working.
You know what? And it's interesting to say that, because I've been reading about that. Corporations have been talking about that.
Yeah.
And there was a job postings number that came out, I believe it was last week. It was one of the highest numbers we've seen in a while.
Wow.
And those are companies looking for jobs. Now, what's interesting about that, John, is this morning we got unemployment data. It hit the lowest number we've seen since the pandemic started. It was sub 600,000. And I was a bit surprised, because the last couple of weeks it had been ticking up. It had been well above the 700,000 mark, and I was actually scratching my head wondering the exact thing you were just talking about. And I was wondering, why is this ticking up when things are supposed to be getting better, the economy's opening back up? You know, why are jobless claims picking up, and is it because people are incentivized?
Yep.
You know, I need to dig into today's number a little better or a little more, but the hope is that we're starting to see some more of these people go back to work. And
good.
Again,
yeah.
The jobs data we saw recently, you know, we added almost a million jobs. A lot of those were in construction, which continues to kick butt. But a lot of those, too, were in service industries like, you know, hotels, restaurants. That tells me that business is coming back. And that's the part of the economy that has really lagged.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, that's good news.
No, good stuff. Scott, yeah. how do folks find you?
Yeah, sure. Go to StansberryInvestor.com. Check out our free stuff. Check out our paid stuff. You know, and then we're there to help the little guy.
I appreciate it. Scott, as always, it's a joy having you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Have a great night. We'll do this. Flesh and Beck is next. Anything you need legally speaking, Kevin is there for you. Not afraid to go to court. 303-806-8886. It's FleshLawFirm.com.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
Novus Auto Glass folks, where, yeah, I know a lot of these guys are looking for workers as well. So if you're in the market for a job, we got lots of options for you. In fact, I'll just say this real quick. If you're looking for a job, let me know. I got plenty of places I can send you if you're looking to get some, looking for a job, looking to get work. I can help you with that. Novus Auto Glass, though, they would love to help you with all of your auto glass needs. Doesn't matter what it is. They're located on our website. Find a location near you. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus, and they work with all insurance companies, whether it's repair or replace. So again, rushtoreason.com/Novus.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Because of the pandemic, Connect for Health has opened up a special enrollment period so you can switch to a different health insurance plan. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts for help finding the right coverage at the best price. 303-423-0162. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rachel and I just talking through the break there. Housing prices in
crazy.
Colorado are, yeah, it's still
oh
crazy, folks.
Gosh.
And it's not just the Front Range. It's pretty much, I know there's probably some pockets in the state where it's not so crazy, but from what I'm seeing, there's not very many of
there's
those pockets.
There's nothing out there.
No.
Like, if I feel bad, like, if you're, you know, first-time home buyer looking to buy, like, I don't know what you do. I don't know.
Just keep like, saving your money?
You keep saving your money. But
I guess.
But you're looking in your price range, right? And then things are going like 100 to 200,000 over what you're...
Over asking price.
Yes.
I know.
And there's like bidding wars and people are like waiving like inspection fees.
Yes.
And then they're paying like, you know, the buyers are paying the commission fee. It's just nuts.
Yeah. Yes. You're
like,
correct.
I don't know if it's going to end. I don't see an end
till
in
we
sight.
Build more houses, it won't. Especially in our area here. And I know there's a lot of people that would disagree with me. In fact, there's some realtors out there that I think are total knuckleheads that would disagree with me on that. I'll talk about that at a later date. I'll save that for later. But let me just tell you this right now. If you have a realtor telling you that the market's going to get soft in the not-too-distant future and you should sell now, that's a greedy real estate agent, by the way. The reason I say that is they're saying that because they have nothing to sell. They want your house.
Right.
So they're lying to you.
Right.
Literally, they're lying to you. The market's not going to get soft anytime soon, folks.
No,
sorry.
It's crazy.
It's not. And the reason I say that is because there's not enough product on the market, period. Supply and demand, folks. This isn't rocket science. So if you've got a realtor out there telling you anything other than what I just said, find a new one because they're lying.
It's a seller's dream right now. Oh my gosh. If you have a house and you're like, and well, this is the thing, though. If you're selling, but then you have to turn around and buy. But if you're selling in Colorado and then you're going somewhere else.
Yeah, and there's exceptions to that. I mean, there's some folks out there that have been maybe building for a while and or they've got a piece of ground they're going to go build on. Maybe they've got a place to stay in the meantime. I mean, there are exceptions to what you just said where people are going to go ahead and put their house on the market and do some of that. But yes.
But even building costs have skyrocketed.
180% is what,
nuts.
Is what wood is up right now.
Yes.
180.
So what really stinks, though, if you're like you bought land and you're like, okay, now we're going to build this year, and then the price is just skyrocketed. I don't know what you do.
Well,
you're
and
back
I
back on hold again. Probably.
I will. I guess we'll toot our own horn here on Rush to Reason. We told everybody in the not too distant past that the best way to stave off inflation and handle some of the things coming down the road is with real property.
Yeah, buy land.
And that's what it is, folks.
Buy land, buy guns and ammo. That should be the
guns, land, ammo. You know, any solid tangible
right.
item. That you know will have a you know supply and demand factor and you know what will slow down housing prices would be a huge jump in interest rates. But again, folks, if you look at even historically and you look on down the road, you know we're several years away from even having any kind of a real hike in that just because of everything going on right now with the borrowing we've got.
Yeah, it's nuts.
So the money printing, I should say. So anytime you increase the money supply that much, yes, interest rates, I think, will, you know, inflation will come. Interest rates will go up at some point in time, but it's not going to be tomorrow. So in other words, housing prices are not going to fall tomorrow.
No, and we've got so many people moving to Colorado.
They're going
to
keep going up, folks.
Yeah.
They're not going to keep going. They're not going down. And so, again, even with inflation, it'll push some of them up, even with just that alone.
So what do people do, John? They just sit tight? I mean...
If they're what? Looking to do what?
Looking to buy right now.
I would say if you're looking to buy, I would go ahead and continue to be aggressive. Try to find where those deals are.
Because won't you buy sky high, though, if you're buying
Depends.
Out?
Yeah. Depends on where you're at. I will not get in a bidding war personally. I'm not that
no.
guy. I just won't do that.
Yeah.
So you have to find the right house that maybe has some things that you need to take care of. Maybe there's some quirky things with it that can be overcome. But yeah, if you're looking at a very mainstream house in a mainstream neighborhood and someplace you want to live, you're going to be in a bidding war.
Yeah.
Period. If you want to do a little bit of a fixer-upper, there are still some of those around. Just got to go find them.
Yeah. That's probably what I would
And maybe you
for.
Do a fixer-upper and then jump into whatever you want on down the road once things, you know, settle down a little bit. I mean, will things stabilize at some point? Yes, they will. But no, it's not going to be this quarter or next.
No.
No matter what any real estate agent says. If they, again, folks, if you have an agent telling you that, find a new agent because they're lying. And or they're dumb as rocks. I don't know which.
Lying to you. They're using you.
They're using you most likely.
They're being used.
Golden Eagle Financials coming up next, and what we're talking about, Al can help you with. Believe me, this is what he does on a regular basis. If you get questions along these lines, talk to Al, 303-744-1128, or find him at klzradio.com.
You can breathe easy, knowing you'll have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Now you have the luxury of deciding how you'll spend that money to make it work even harder for you. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a plan to minimize taxes and fees so your savings last. Before you stop contributing to your 401k or IRA and start taking distributions, you'll want to have a plan in place to make certain your money will help you achieve your goals. If you should need long-term care at some point, you'll want to make sure your kids get a break. Al Smith will show you how to set up supplemental coverage so your kids have some help and it's already paid for. It's time to shift your focus from wealth accumulation to wealth preservation with KLZ's Retirement Planning Specialist. Set up a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Speaking of being blinded by the light, yeah, go look up the UFO sightings on your own and read about them, and maybe we'll talk about them tomorrow or next week.
Yeah, UFO sightings, guys, and confirmed by the Pentagon.
Go
well,
check them out.
The video was confirmed by the Pentagon.
Really
That's kind
your,
of big news.
You really trust your government?
No, I don't. Actually, on second thought, I don't know what kind of videos I'm looking at right
All
now.
All right. All right, we're going to get out of here. Enjoy your night. Be safe in the snow tomorrow. We'll have a new movie review. Andy's going to probably do a scary movie. Plus, we will review movie rentals, I should say, in the 4 o'clock hour. Movies with bald actors and bonus points for actresses.
Bald actresses?
There's some.
Okay.
Just got to think. So they're out there.
Oh, Jane, what's her name? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Tell us tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy your night, guys. Myself, Rachel Keene, signing off. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.